Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, my friend. Episode 135. The three social platforms you should be marketing on. And I'm going to throw a caveat out here, because we're not going to dive deep and granular in this episode. We're just going to kind of give you what kind of all-encompassing, no matter what type of business you have, you probably should entertain the idea of marketing on these social platforms. This obviously depends greatly on the type of business that you have. So obviously, if you're a musician and music and videos, you may want to be on like SoundCloud and YouTube and Vimeo, then, you know, it's going to be relevant to your type of business. But like I said, we're not going to dive into that today. We'll cover that stuff in a future episode. And we're just going to tell you the three platforms overall that we feel like you probably should be on, no matter what type of business you have. And I think Tim's going to get us started off today.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think for this first one, regardless of what type of business, I think you should be on it. And that's Facebook. Facebook has more users than any other platform in the world. And so that means no matter what type of business, chances are your audience, your users are going to be on Facebook. And so it's highly, highly effective way to advertise. And they make it very, very easy too, in terms of paid advertising. Now, we're not necessarily just talking about paid advertising. I kind of went off on that rabbit trail. But yeah, Facebook, you want to be on whether you're just doing the organic and have a Facebook page. But really, I personally recommend going the paid ads route as well.
I agree. You want me to talk? Do I get to talk about Facebook a little bit, Tim?
Yes, please do.
I agree with Tim. I mean, Facebook is something that you need to be on. Facebook groups are free, and they're very powerful. Facebook businesses page are meh, as the teenagers say these days, meh. You know, 6% of your audience is actually seeing your ads unless you're paid. So I agree with Tim. Paid retargeting is very, very powerful. You know, get the Facebook pixel set up on your website. You know, start seeing who's coming to your website whenever you do go to create those ads and stuff. So Facebook's a very powerful tool. Second on our list of a platform that you're going to want to check out is Instagram. Instagram is owned by Facebook, so why not have the partner of, you know, the number one social media network on the planet, you know, its little brother. There's a lot of things that you can do on Instagram that people don't realize from a business standpoint. I haven't implemented these tips of what I want to do this year, but I plan on at some point doing these. And I'm going to give you one idea in regards to Instagram and why I think it's powerful. Instagram, you think it's just pictures and videos. How am I going to take pictures and videos of, you know, I'm a widget builder. There's nothing exciting about yellow widgets, you know, for me to post on Instagram. However, if you're listening to Tim and I's podcast and you've heard us talk about email marketing and building an audience and brand awareness and stuff, you can do something like Behind the Scenes Tuesday, to where you can do a live broadcast to Instagram at the same time, the same day of every week, and people can, you know, your loyal customers, we like to know what's going on behind the scenes, what Tim is doing behind Divi Life, what's he working on today. So, you know, do something like that to where you can start getting people to go to that platform and watch and stuff. Obviously, you can do that with Facebook too, but there's been success with Instagram with people employing this strategy and stuff.
That's awesome. Great ideas. Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with Instagram from a marketing perspective. One thing I will say is David mentioned Instagram is owned by Facebook. And so when you are on the Facebook ad platform, Instagram's connected. And so you can automatically have your ads show up on Instagram as long as they fit the proper parameters. So a video, it can't be longer than 60 seconds. A photo can't be, you know, larger than, you know, whatever size. But then if, as long as it meets that, then it'll show up on Instagram too. So it's a great way to capture more eyeballs as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know, because some of the Facebook people may be bigger Instagram users. So that's really a great point you brought up, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. And then people might see your ad on Facebook and Instagram, and that's better. They're seeing your ad on multiple platforms, so it's getting ingrained. You know, it's not like they're seeing the same ad over and over again on the same platform. You know, they're going over to Instagram, looking at, you know, their friend's food pictures or, you know, photos from their friend's trip, and now they see your ad again on a new platform, a different day, you know, whatever. So it could be highly effective. And so the final one on our list is YouTube. Now, you might not know this, but YouTube is actually the second largest search engine in the world. The first one is obviously Google, and Google owns YouTube, so even better. So basically what that means is you need to be creating some sort of videos. Now, not every company has the types of videos, you know, like tutorials or whatever. Like David said, if you're manufacturing widgets, then, you know, might be a little difficult, but you can do creative things like behind the scenes, customer testimonials, you know, interviews, that kind of things. So you can create different unique type of content that caters to your specific industry and type of business that your audience will find interesting and compelling. But basically you want to be on YouTube because people are on there searching, you know, rather than going to Google, they're going directly to YouTube and searching for how to do different things, you know, to research or whatever. So it's a great way to get traffic. I have all my tutorials on YouTube and I get traffic from it, get people that click over to my site from the video. And so it's a great, easy way to get more traffic to your site. In terms of paid, I've never done any YouTube ads. I hear it's not as effective as Facebook. It's a little bit trickier to do, but it can be effective if you do it right. But I can't really speak from experience on that.
Not only gives the credibility, but builds up the trust factor. So, you know, do not be afraid to give things away for free and show people how to do things, because I can't tell you how many times I have purchased a product through somebody's video that was helpful. And I specifically made a note that when I'm ready to purchase this, I'm going to buy through this guy's affiliate link, or I'm going to buy from this company because they were helpful to me in making that buying decision and stuff. So don't just figure you can't, you know, use YouTube. I agree with everything Tim said. Well, I think that's about it from me, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com, and check out episode 135, the three social platforms you should be marketing on. And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.